Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
A study finds differences in how black and white heart failure patients are being treated. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
This new study reports that African Americans suffering from heart failure are less likely than white patients to get care from a heart specialist. Earlier research showing care overseen by a cardiologist does improve survival rates for heart failure patients. The new study by researchers at the University of Arizona found white patients are 40% more likely than blacks to get primary care from a cardiologist. The doctor who directed the study says bias in clinical decision making often leads to unequal treatment for racial and ethnic minorities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ashley Judd is suing Harvey Weinstein, and she said she wants the former movie mogul to be held accountable for illegal conduct that caused her to lose money, status, prestige, and power. Judd was one of the first women to come forward as part of the Me Too movement against Weinstein. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Today on this date, back in 2011, President Barack Obama announced the death of Osama bin Laden during a U.S. commando operation. Rob O'Neill is the person who shot bin Laden. He explains what happened in the moments before the raid.
We even sort of joked about what was going to happen. Is bin Laden going to get in some emergency ladder or slide and end up in the alley, and then someone outside with the machine gun is going to get him? And we would joke about it. It was never going to be me. I mean, I was never going to be a part of the mission. He was a ghost. And just to get to that spot delivered by the pilots, like I said, and to get into that position in the last room because of my teammates in front of me. And I remember watching them in the house just so brave. They knew the house should blow up around them at any moment, but they just kept their tactics, escalating the force, slow as smooth, smooth as fast. And then I was just proud of them. And then all of a sudden, I'm in a spot where I turn a corner after I saw pretty much the bravest act of heroism I've ever seen when the point man jumped on the suicide bombers. I turned the right based on the way he went, right. And there was bin Laden standing there about 3 feet away. And it was just, I saw him, I recognized him, that's his nose, he's not surrendering, he's a threat, he's a suicide bomber, he needs to be addressed as such, that's why I needed to shoot him in the head.
O'Neill then discusses the moments shortly thereafter, the killing of bin Laden.
The powers that be and the law enforcement, the three-letter agencies, were doing DNA tests, taking the photos that apparently I think need to be released. And we were having breakfast and we're watching, actually Fox News was on, and we're watching it when he said Osama bin Laden. I looked at Osama bin Laden, and it was a very surreal night. You know, how did a kid from Montana who could barely swim become a Navy SEAL and end up right here at this moment?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station, WHCRDB, the voice of Hunterdon and the voice of business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and I have a question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas that they can use in their businesses? These are folks that may be owners or working for a business, and they are anxious to help the business succeed, which means they'll have a job. Or where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here on Teachable Moments in Business. And I'm so happy that you're listening and watching this afternoon. I'll be here until about 10 minutes or 5 minutes to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm going to be sharing some information with you today that you definitely can use. And I hope that you'll have a pencil and paper handy. Today, I'm taking excerpts from my Vicki Soapbox blog articles that I've written over the course of time. And just to give you an idea of what we're going to talk about today, the first article that we'll talk about would be the cost of low price. The next one is people who are the differentiating factor. Another one is why do business owners hate marketing? And if we get to it, the last one is what is the number one complaint of customers? And if I don't get to that today, then I'll get to it at another time. But before we continue, we'll have a word from one of our sponsors. We'll talk about the weather, and then I'll get into this program with you.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, let's take a look at the weather right now. It's 79 degrees outside. And or it could be a high of 78, depending on where you happen to be located. But it is sunny. It's a beautiful afternoon. And a slight wind, 11 to 13 miles per hour. And tonight it will be mostly clear with a low of around 49 degrees. Then tomorrow, again, we're looking at sunny weather with a high near 84 degrees and with gusts of winds. And then Wednesday night, partially cloudy with a low of about 59 degrees. So we're really looking at some very nice weather right now, although I think on Thursday and Friday it's going to start getting hot. So maybe too hot. You may have to turn on your air conditioning. So as I said, we're going to talk first of all about the cost of low price. And this comes from an article that I wrote from my blog a while ago. And I'm going to share some of some thoughts with you. Because those of us who are students of strategic selling philosophies and techniques will concur that a common premise in selling is to offer customers quality, value, and service. Unfortunately, sometimes value translates into low price. So in your mind, you have to change your thinking to value and not low price, because people that are attracted to low price are typically fickle, and they're not going to be interested in staying with a vendor with the thought that the next low price product or service that comes down the pike will do business with that company. So I think today, though, people are trying to compete with other competitors in the marketplace, and they seem to think that getting asking the lowest price is a way to get business. But there's a cost to doing that. And so you have to think about where does quality and service also fit into this picture. I heard years ago people would say, well, you want quality, value, and service, or quality, price, and service. Pick two. I can't do them all. So that's something to think about. But where is price determined? And price is determined by the value of a product, including direct and indirect costs related to quality and service. In order to offer low price, the seller has no choice but to rethink his commitment to quality and service. Surely there has to be a compromise in quality and service in order to achieve low price and to remain profitable for the long term. So customers who make decisions based on low price are typically going to be fickle. Since they're driven by securing low price, there's no guarantee that the low price vendors they patronize today will be their vendors tomorrow. And arguably, perpetually low price will most likely take its toll on the seller, and I think you'll agree with me on that. And if a customer buys on price and they're satisfied, where does that get you? So satisfied customers statistically can't be counted on to give you referrals and even come back again, because they're going to be looking for those lower prices again. So they're not going to give you referrals. They may not come back. So in the long run, they're not a good investment for your business. So there was an article years ago in the Fortune magazine that was entitled "How to Escape a Price War." The article details the dangers of competing on low price. So here's an excerpt from that article. You can't, presto, offset lower prices with higher volume. Elasticity of demand won't stretch far enough to pull you back. According to work done on some research projects, the typical company would need about a 12% increase in sales to offset the 3% price cut. if that was the number they chose would choose to use. That's because variable costs that come along with the increased volume drag down the profits. Typically, unit costs won't fall until sales decrease about 20%. In fact, a price cut of 3%, a price cut of 3% usually produces only 5 to 6% increase in volume. So those percentages may be not right for your business. They may be out of whack somewhat. But the truth is, selling a low price means you have to sell one heck of a lot more, and you're going to have to increase your production, which could be increasing overhead as well. So think about the cost of low price. So other surveys have shown that the most important customer buying motives have nothing to do with price. In one survey, it was determined that buyers make decisions on vendors based on a number of factors. One of those factors is the expertise and the image, and there's probably some herd mentality in there. People will buy from a certain vendor because they appreciate the expertise, the brand identity of the vendor, and their friends have already bought from that vendor, so there's a sense of pride in keeping up with the Joneses. The second reason why people will buy from a particular vendor is because they see that the vendor is indeed dedicated to that customer. That's a very strong point. And then the third step would be that the vendor is providing sensitivity. They're showing that they care about the customers. They're giving them guidance and advice, and they're really serving as trusted resources for the customer. So those three combined, which is the expertise and image, the dedication to the customer, and also the sensitivity and guidance that a vendor may be offering, would account for at least 75% of that decision process. So in truth, there are an infinite number of customer buying motives that I could actually list. The concern for low price, if you look at statistics on why people buy, price is never number one, and it probably never will be. Now, I realize that price in today's economic environment does inch it's itching its way up. I agree with that. But that's not the number one reason. Think of what you have bought from your suppliers, whether it's in business or through services at home. I personally don't always choose the cheapest price. I choose the company based on what they're going to be offering me and what I get out of it. Because keep in mind, your customers buy the benefits that they gain from doing business with you. So what is it that you can offer customers that is an investment in their life or in their businesses? So perhaps it's time for us to rethink the value as it relates to price. In the long run, customer loyalty comes from the acquisition of quality product performance and service capabilities and resources at a reasonable price. Perhaps herein lies the stability and long-term success for which we all strive. Isn't it time to reconsider your commitment to the cost of value? And I found a quote here, and I'm not sure who said it, but there is hardly anything in the world that some man cannot make a little worse and sell a little cheaper, and the people who consider price only are this man's lawful prey. So go back and take a look at your numbers. In fact, I often share with my clients, my business clients that I help develop their approach to their businesses, I tell them that if you're relatively new to an industry, you might want to build in about a 20% what I call fudge factor. Build in additional profit in case something goes wrong or something changes. For example, if you build freight into the price of a product and the freight suddenly goes up, you'll lose money. So can you build in that 20% fudge factor to cover you for unexpected expenses? Or perhaps you've had turnover of a staff member, and losing an employee can be extremely expensive for a company, and companies don't even really realize that. They don't put a pencil to what it's costing them to interview and hire somebody new. So building that 20% in could be very helpful. Now, if you're very familiar with the industry, then perhaps you want to build in at least a 10% fudge factor. Again, you're building in that cushion to for unexpected expenses that will not hurt the or affect the, your profitability. So keep in mind, it's hard to raise a price and it's hard to lower a price. And for those companies that are just getting started in business, don't go offering discounts right off the bat and then with the thought that you're going to be increasing the price after you become established, or maybe within a certain time frame you might be planning to increase prices. Go out into the marketplace with a price that you can live with, that you know will put food on the table. Because remember, if you're not earning a profit, if you're not putting food on the table, it's a hobby. So what do you want? Do you want a business, or do you indeed want a hobby? So that is the cost of low price, and I hope you'll give some thought on that. If you would like a copy of this, you're more than welcome to send me an email to teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com, or you could call me up. That'd be fine. My phone number is 908-832-9544. Now we're going to listen to some of the messages from our sponsors, and I will be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. We're on every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I hope that you watch and that you listen with the pencil and paper in hand, because I make it a point to give you information that I know you can use. So the next topic, after talking about the cost of low price, the next article I have here is People Are the Differentiating Factor. So as a student of state-of-the-art marketing and selling strategies, I've coined the term full circle, and I believe that everything we do is connected through our marketing plan. All of our marketing tactics are connected. There has to be a theme. There has to be continuity and clarity in everything we do, and that goes for selling as well. And I think that by taking that full circle approach, that it becomes essential for the life of your business, for the lifetime success of your business. Now, you've heard me say probably that I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach. Guerrilla marketing is a whole other topic. I did that on another program. But guerrilla marketing was developed by J. Conrad Levinson, and he talks about a 360 approach. So he and I are obviously on the same page. I had developed the concept of full circle before I even learned about guerrilla marketing. But again, everything is, we're connected. And a significant element in today's customer-driven environment, because that's where we need to be. We can't be product-driven. We have to be customer-driven. People serve as the glue that synchronizes this full-circle concept. People are very important in the business. So let's take a look at what marketing is and what is selling, first of all. Marketing is having what people want. And of course, it's targeting the audience that can need, want, and can afford what you have to offer. So marketing is, you could say, it's the in-your-face strategy that creates a presence, a brand promise, and a reason to buy. And it also validates the buying decision. And that's a factor in marketing that a lot of people don't consider. So think about your full-circle approach in your marketing when you consider all the different tactics that you'll be using in your marketing outreach. And marketing is also a dedication of all of your policies, your planning, your operation for the purpose of attracting and keeping customers. Very important. Everybody on the staff in your business, and I don't care whether they answer the telephone, they make deliveries, or whatever they are, they're in production. It depends. Doesn't make any difference what they do. They're bookkeepers. Everybody is in marketing because I'm going to share with you what marketing is really all about. And by the way, when it comes to marketing, you should be sending messages and have an outreach to people that you've already served or those who you're currently doing business with. So 60% of that effort really goes to the people that you've already landed, you're already making money from them, because you can't afford to lose them. It costs far more money to get a new customer than it does to keep one. And then 30% of your marketing would be to the people that you've identified that should be your customers. You've turned them from suspects into prospects, and you're going to work on turning them into customers. So 30% of your marketing outreach, that's your time, energy, and imagination, goes into reaching out to those people, 30% of that effort. Now, there's a time that you want to do some experimenting. So in doing experimenting, maybe 10% of your marketing would be the part what I call throwing it against the wall to see what sticks. There may be some trade shows or business expos that you want to try to see if they work, and maybe running some advertisements, but you may not be sure that it's the right thing for you. So rather than experiment, go where you know the potential lies for your business. Now, selling is helping people to get what they want, and it's something that you have to offer them. It's really the act of getting and keeping customers. So selling requires a personal corporate philosophy that clearly defines strategies related to relationships, to presentation skills, to identifying customer needs and products, and also after the service. All of these things have to be addressed in the selling process. And again, the people who are on the staff are all selling. And whether they're in the office or they're outside socially, because they don't live in your business 24/7, they have a life. And if somebody asks them what they do, they should be able to be given a script or I should say some talking points. I don't like scripts, but talking points that they can use to share with their friends and their contacts what it is that they do. And there may be a chance to get some referrals just through those interactions and those conversations. So people in the business, I believe, regardless of their job, have to be taught some marketing concepts, and they have to be taught selling skills. Nobody's born with these skills. They must be learned. So in taking a look at a full circle plan, what I've come up with are 13 important elements that are part of that whole plan that the company has to subscribe to. So it's developing the right product, having a product that has a purpose and solves problems. It's the production of the product. And now if it's a service, there may be also literature and other resources that still have to be developed. Of course, the price comes into play here. The place would be the people who are in the target audience, the way in which the products and services are promoted, how it's positioned in the marketplace against the competition and in the minds of the audience. How it's really a matter of how you want your product and service to be viewed and the quality. You know, you want them to, you want your audience to know that you are professional, that you have the right products and services to meet their needs. Then, of course, there's packaging, and you could put into that category literature. It's the physical distribution. In other words, who are the channel partners? How do you get products and services from point A to point B? The performance of the product or service. In other words, if it doesn't work, something's wrong. It has to be fixed. Of course, payment. How are you going to get paid? And I would say you want to have that all in writing. And if you're in a small business, you may want to have your new customer or an existing customer, for that matter, sign an agreement as to how they're going to pay you and when. What are your policies? The profitability, and I said earlier this afternoon, if the product or service is not profitable, if it's not putting food on the table, it's a hobby. Do you want a hobby or you want to make money? And then finally, the last one is the people. So the power of the last element, the people, is so important because they're an important asset to your business, and they offer potential that has to be developed and respected and rewarded. Your first best customer is indeed your employee. Happy campers make happy customers. And if your employees are not happy campers, if people can see through their body language and the way they speak that they're not happy with working in your company, that's a real downer. That will affect the decision-making on behalf of the customer. I've been in situations where I've seen a poor attitude among the employees. Well, I'm not anxious to go back and do business with that company again if they don't like it. And they're right there. They know the owners. Why would I want to patronize that company? So remember, your first best customer is your employee. So reward them for helping you to achieve your goals for that repeat and referral business. And that's what will sustain your business and the profitability. Now, today there is a great deal of emphasis on social media, and it's very important to have integrated social media exposures through Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, SlideShare. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things you can do. In fact, if you go to Raritan College, we teach courses there in the evening on marketing your business online, and all of those endeavors really help to build enduring customer relationships. So ongoing relationships are consistently more profitable, more long-term, more resilient, and more readily leveraged. The key element in this scenario, once again, is the people, as every member on the staff. And it's just you want to keep the customers. Now, if you're selling, let's say you're selling vacuum cleaners, maybe somebody would only buy a vacuum cleaner every 5 or 10 years. Well, then you're keeping in touch with people. And you're treating them well, and you're communicating with them because you want the referral business. So you may not get repeat business right away, but you certainly want the referral business. And keep in mind, too, that the first time you do business with a customer, I question how much money you're actually making. Think in terms of retail. You've paid the landlord. You've paid for the heat and light. You've kept the front the store clean and presentable. You've broomed the front of the sidewalk. I mean, you've spent money to get people to come into that business. So by having that repeat business, that's when those customers will become hopefully loyal, and their value will increase. And a lot of people don't think about the lifetime value of a customer. So think about how often that customer comes in, how much they spend. And if you go the extra mile, they'll probably spend a little bit more. So their lifetime value will go up. So with appropriate leadership and vision, people can affect the synergy between the elements of full circle approach to create brand loyalty, long-term trust among your customers. And as I said, I'm repeating it, repeat and referral business. The evolution of our global economy, technology, and e-business cannot accomplish all of this alone. It has to be the people that makes the difference, those who actually touch the customer. Now, the bottom line then is in this era of personal partnership selling, in which you often have an impersonal relationship with people, the people are the most powerful marketing resource to achieve brand identity and customer commitment. People are indeed the differentiating factor. So there you go. You have the cost of low price, and then people are the differentiating factor. So I'm going to take a break for news, and I'll be back with some weather, and we'll take a look at my next article.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump met with crew and passengers of a Southwest Airlines flight that was forced into an emergency landing in Philadelphia after an engine exploded, damaging the fuselage and critically injuring one passenger who was partially sucked out of the window due to broken shrapnel. President Trump talks about the heroism of the people on board that plane.
We're also joined by crew members Catherine Sandoval, Sinek, Mallory, and Rachel Fernheimer, who displayed exemplary leadership in making an emergency landing in Philadelphia. And I want to just thank you folks. Fantastic job. That's really fantastic.
And in a new study released by the Department of Education, nearly 65% of public school eighth graders are not proficient in reading, and 67% are not proficient in math. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
So I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. I'm your host for this afternoon. We'll be on till about almost 4 o'clock. And we've been talking about, the cost of low price, the people are the differentiating factor. And the next one here that I want to share with you is why a lot of small business owners really don't like marketing. They could say they may hate it. But let's take a look first at the weather. And as I said, it's really nice today. And it will continue to be nice and sunny on Wednesday. On Thursday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, then a slight chance of showers between midnight and 4 a.m. Friday, there will be showers in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 84 with a chance of precipitations about 30%. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, then a chance of showers between midnight and 2 a.m. It'd be mostly cloudy with a low of about 59 degrees. But it looks like Saturday's going to be a great day, mostly sunny with a high near 75. So maybe you need to get out and enjoy the outdoors. So let's take a look at why business owners hate marketing. I think that people hate marketing. I came up with two reasons. First of all, they don't want to go to the trouble. They don't really understand what marketing is. In fact, what's interesting, I'm on the Business and Marketing Department Advisory Committee on the academic side of Raritan Valley Community College. And a couple years ago, one of the professors said, is there a market for our marketing students? And I raised my hand. I always have a lot to say. So I raised my hand and I said, I think that people don't, I think that, first of all, there is a place for the marketing students, for sure, because everybody needs marketing. But I think that the potential employers may shy away from hiring them, possibly, because they really don't know what they should be doing. They do not have a marketing plan, and they don't know what marketing is. So keep in mind that a lot of people are what you might call product-driven. In fact, you can see that on the websites. They say, we do this and we do that. But they haven't studied their customers enough to know what's important to those customers and what it is that they buy. People buy the benefits that they gain from doing business with you. They don't buy what you do. They buy the benefits. And I think a lot of business owners really haven't thought about that. So they think they have to be, hard salespeople, and they haven't thought about what's important to the customers. Now, there are some people that sales training, they talk about uncovering the needs. I think you have to do that. You have to find out what people need, but you also have to consider what they want. So if they want to get from point A to point B, let's say they need a car. Are they going to buy a Cadillac or a Volkswagen to get? So that's where the focus seems to go as far as the salesperson is concerned. But there's also some other thoughts and other strategies in selling. There are people that sell the idea of pain. And you may have heard the statement, what keeps you up at night? What's troubling you? I think that people can live with pain, and think about yourself and your business and even your personal life. If something's broken, sometimes you think, well, it's not broken that bad. I can live with it a little bit longer. I'll wait till it really gets bad, and then I'll do something about it. I believe that people make decisions on urgency. So salespeople need to be trained to uncover the urgency. So again, and that is to build up urgency even in the marketing resources that you develop. So it has to be that a business has to understand the customers and to market the benefits of doing business with them. Otherwise, they may not. You have to give people reasons to buy. Otherwise, they won't. Now, the second thing that I think is we need to consider, when I teach a lot of classes in marketing and selling skills, and I often will ask my marketing students what marketing means to them. In other words, when they hear that word, what comes to mind? And often, I would say 95 to 98% of my students will say the word advertising right out of the gate. They say advertising right away. Well, think about it. Doesn't advertising translate into dollar signs? Isn't advertising something that people pay for? And I can't help but think that maybe somebody, maybe a business owner would not hire someone for marketing because they might say to themselves, why would I pay somebody to spend my money? Think about it. So I think that's one reason why an employer may not have a really good team for marketing because they haven't trained the office staff. And I had said before, everybody on the team has to be a marketer and a salesperson, but they may not hire someone who understands how to market. And of course, nowadays we all have to be involved with social media. So there are a lot of employers, especially those who've been in business for a while, they might have become complacent and they really need help in the marketing department. So I believe that from a guerrilla marketing standpoint, that you should not spend money first. That's the one hitch. There are things you can do that don't cost money. And I'm going to give you a tip at the end of this little dialogue on how you can figure out what you can do that doesn't cost you a bunch of money. So J. Conrad Levinson says that marketing is every bit of contact to achieve repeat and referral sales. Now, think about what every bit of contact is. And don't think money. Think about the contact, how you speak to someone, how you treat them, the quality of your logo, of your printed brochures and your website. It could be how you make statements about your feature benefit statements about your product or service, how you demonstrate empathy with a customer, how you serve as a trusted resource for your customer, how you communicate, how well organized you are. Perhaps they've heard you speak, and that might be something that attracts somebody to your business. So there's a huge list of every bit of contact for the purpose of getting repeat and referral business. Finally, some business owners hate marketing because they don't understand it, as I said earlier, and they think it means spending money. So these are the points that I want you to think about. What can you do that doesn't cost money? Now, the thing is, the more, I call it an undercurrent of awareness, the more undercurrent of awareness that you have developed in your target market, and then if you spend money, that money will go a lot further. It will help to leverage is an important word. It will leverage that all those different tactics that you have implemented, and it will go much further. So think about low-cost, no-cost marketing, and then if you do spend money, it will pay off. If you spend money out of the gate, which business owners are afraid to do, and I can understand why, as a result of that, they'll have to spend more money. Think about it. They'll have to spend more money. So in order to figure out what all the things are that you can do from a guerrilla standpoint that are 60% of a list of 200 tactics are free or almost free, I would recommend two things. You can either go online, do a Google search for 200 guerrilla marketing tactics, and you'll probably find that list. If you can't find it, then you're more than welcome to contact me. You can send me an email at teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. Better yet, give me a call. I'll be happy to email it to you. And my phone number at my company, which is Rushmore Mentoring Group, is 908-832-9544. That's 908-832-9544. And I'll send you that list of 200 guerrilla marketing tactics that you can use. And again, over half of them are free or almost free. And that's a list that Levinson put together. So we're going to go on to a couple more messages from our sponsors, and then I will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments and watching Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host today. I own Califon Mentoring Group. Actually, Califon Mentoring Group is part of my umbrella company, which is Califon Connection LLC. And in fact, the reason why I chose that name, I've never told anybody this, at least on the radio program here. Merv Griffin used to live in Lebanon Township, very, very close to Califon. And if you watch Jeopardy! Or Wheel of Fortune, those are programs that he developed. And if you watch to the end, a lot of times they'll have the credits at the bottom and it says Califon Productions. So I figured if Merv Griffith can have Califon Productions, I can have Califon Connections LLC. But under my LLC, I have Animal Brands, which is a company that has catered to the pet industry for over 40 years. I was originally a manufacturer's rep and represented about 100 companies in the pet industry, and now just do speaking and consulting in the pet supply industry. So if you know somebody who wants to develop a product or service for the pet industry, have them give me a call, and I'll give them a lot of tips on how to launch a business in that area. And then we also own Rustmore Marine, which is a company that markets and sells to consumers and businesses connected dock. These are docks that are floating dock systems that are modular, and we deliver them right to the job site, and people put them together, and they're perfect. They look. We've had one since, I think, 2006, and it looks as good as new at the beginning of every season. And then we also sell a product called Roller Ramp, which are airline aluminum ramps that actually roll up. And those ramps are designed to be used by people with wheelchairs or other mobile devices, and also they can be used for ship to shore. So those are something else that we do. And so if you want to know more about that, you can look up Rustmore Marine. So I've given you a little tips here on, let's see, we did the cost of low price. We did people are the differentiating factor. And then why do people hate marketing? And my last one here is, what is the number one complaint of customers? Have you ever said to yourself, when you were talking to somebody or they were talking to you, you say, will you please stop interrupting me? Let me finish what I'm saying. There are numerous studies that show that salespeople can't stand the silence because they want to jump in at the first opening they see. They continually interrupt the customer or the prospect. And when this happens, they have lost countless number of opportunities in sales because they can't stop to listen. And when they interrupt a customer, the customer may lose their train of thought. And so in fact, if you ask for the order and keep talking after that, the customer's kind of off the hook at that point. And when that happens, the salesperson is not going to get the order. So the question is, how do you avoid interruptions? So there's a six-second idea or technique that you can use, and give it a try. Many conversations require a lot of spontaneity and give and take, but when you're on the telephone or making cold calls or in person, keep the 6-7 second technique in mind. In other words, this is how it works. When you're talking with the prospect, all of a sudden, if there's a silence, just let it be silent. And then breathe in for 2 seconds, hold your breath for a couple seconds, and then exhale for two more seconds, and then you can respond. Or if you ask a question, I have this happen to me a lot, and I was by some people. They'll ask a question, and then they answer my question before I had a chance to answer it. Don't answer the question that you've asked somebody. Let them answer it. And if it's a matter of them having to think about it for a few seconds, that's fine. Take a breather, because people sometimes have to process information before they can respond. So what you're doing then is providing a courtesy for the prospect, and you're allowing them to gather their thoughts. So whether you're on the telephone or you're in person, whether it's a new prospect or an established customer, try to use that technique because it will take you very far. In fact, when you think about it, if somebody's on the telephone and you're talking to them and all of a sudden there's a lapse, there's a silence, let that silence be there for a few seconds because maybe they got distracted and they lost their train of thought. Let them get back. And maybe their mind just went blank, but give them a chance to think. But rather than jumping in to fill dead space, give the people a chance, give them the benefit of the doubt. And I can tell you that historically, sales trainers have said, when you ask for the order, you shut up. And let whoever talks next really determines how that sale's going to go, whether or not they're going to buy, which means that the salesperson earns the order, or it may just kill the whole deal. So you can practice this technique with your family and friends, and try not interrupting people. Try it on your coworkers, but practice it all the time, and eventually you'll get accustomed to not interrupting. So you'll probably get more orders if you just shut up after you ask for the order. and you'll definitely get a better, you know, get better response. So those are the complaints that customers may have. So we've talked about a lot of different topics here today. They're all part of my Vicky's soapbox. I often say to people, and I get on my soapbox about topics, and I'll say, oh, I'm on my soapbox. So these are articles from my soapbox series, and I hope that you found them to be enjoyable. They are certainly available if you give me a call. I'd be more than happy to send you copies of these documents. I'd be happy to do that. You can send a note to teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. Or you can just call me at 908-832-9544. Now, we have a few more minutes before we can conclude. I wanted to share with you that I have guests coming next Tuesday and the week after, and I hope you'll join in the fun. Next week, on the 8th of May, I have Andrew Giussani, and I met her through BW Nice, which is a networking group that I belong to. Her business is Divorce with Dignity Mediation Services. And so I'm sure she's going to share some very interesting information to us. Hopefully you're not getting a divorce, but if you know somebody who is or is in a bad place in their life, this might be the person to contact. So she'll be talking about what she does, how she networks to find customers, and the scope of the services that she offers. And again, I would recommend that you have a pencil and paper handy so that you can jot down her information. And then I'll keep a secret as to who's coming the next week after that. But at any event, I have a number of people lined up to come to be interviewed. And if you would like a list of the different topics that we've discussed on these programs, because I've been with the Chamber radio station now for a couple years, I have a whole list of the topics and the presenters and the people that we've interviewed. But you can also go on the 100 Radio website. Go to the 100 Chamber of Commerce website. There's a link up on the top right-hand side that will take you to the radio program, and you can look at the archives. And every one of our presenters has their presentations and their programs on the archives, and you can listen to them. Just click on them. You can listen to them on your mobile devices, on your computers. Tell people about it. Please spread the word. There's an awful lot of good information that is shared on this radio program with the listeners. And if you miss a program or miss part of a program, you can always go back and watch or listen to it again. We went live with Facebook several months ago, and so I have most of my most recent programs are live, and you can watch the interviews. And it's you'll find it to be very beneficial for you, I'm sure. So what I'd like to do also is, if you would like to be interviewed on this program, or if you have, you can recommend someone that you'd like to see interviewed, please let me know. I'd love to do that. If there's topics that you think we should be covering, the whole purpose of Teachable Moments in Business is to give you tips on business planning, market planning, selling skills, customer relationship management, and I've gotten into other topics as well, personal branding. Let's see what else. How to attract and keep good employees. I got a bunch of fusion marketing is another one. Cause related marketing we've talked about. So there's an awful lot that you can learn here. Also, I teach quite a few courses at the Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College. If you go on their website, you will look at a list of all the classes that my colleagues and I teach at Raritan Valley Community College, soup to nuts, everything, every aspect of business. We have counseling and we have classes that we conduct, and you will not go wrong. It is the best deal in town. Classes are very inexpensive, and it's also a great way to network and meet other people who are struggling and with some of the same issues that you may have, but you also have opportunities to share information to help other people. And I think in business today, that's what it's all about, is helping others. So again, I want to thank you for being here at Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I own Rossmore Mentoring Group. And if you'd like to find out what my services entail, I'll be glad to spend 15 or 20 minutes on the phone exploring the concerns that you have, and perhaps we can make arrangements that I can help you out. So my phone number is 908-832-9544. And that's the end of my program for today. Please come back next Tuesday when I have Andrew Giussani as my guest.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Reports of sexual assault in the U.S. military are on the rise. A new report from the Pentagon showing last year over 5,000 service members reported sexual assaults during their military service, a 10% jump from 2016. The military believes the number may not reflect an actual increase in sexual assaults. In fact, the Pentagon thinks assaults are going down, but that more people than before are trusting the system enough to come forward with their claims. Find us online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As members of a Central American caravan were seeking asylum at the U.S. border yesterday, not far away, Vice President Mike Pence was touring a section of border wall that's already been built. Pence saying that caravan and the hardship its members may have faced only reinforces the need for legal immigration to the United States.
The reality is that you have vulnerable people in Central America who are struggling and suffering in difficult circumstances, who are being exploited by open borders advocates who have people march thousands of miles up the peninsula to come to our southern border. By changing the laws, by building a wall, we'll send a deafening message that the United States of America